With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump has revoked the Secret Service protection of former Vice President Harris, that according to a senior White House official. Former vice presidents typically get federal protection for 6 months after leaving office, but Harris's protection was quietly extended by President Biden before he left office. All they have to do is ask. President Trump says his administration is more than willing to help any mayor or governor who's looking to crack down on crime.
Following the rollout of National Guard troops in Washington and the federal takeover of D.C.'s police department, the White House says other cities can get assistance if they simply ask.
All of these elected officials in charge have to do is pick up the phone and ask for the president and the federal government's help.
While the president talks of expanding his federal control, 19 Democratic governors issued a joint statement condemning his actions, arguing it's an alarming abuse of power. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Fed's preferred inflation gauge held steady last month. Prices rose 2.6% in July compared to a year ago. That's according to the Commerce Department. It's the same annual increase as in June. Inflation still running above the Fed's 2% target. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. defending the firing of director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
There's a lot of trouble at CDC, and it's going to require getting rid of some people over the long term in order for us to change the institutional culture and bring back pride and self-esteem and make that agency the stellar agency that it's always been. I'm very confident in the political staff that we have down there now that they're going to be able to accomplish that.
Stocks in the red this morning on Wall Street. The Dow down 91 points. The NASDAQ is off 112. This is SRN News. Virginia is becoming a transgender battleground.
Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin wants the public schools to stop letting boys use girls' bathrooms and locker rooms and play on girls' sports teams. But several county systems in the predominantly liberal northern part of the state are defying the governor. However, this defiance comes against a backdrop of several scandals in which males living as females have abused or threatened girls in public school facilities. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Fort Lauderdale city leaders have decided to fight the state of Florida's order to remove gay pride street art, potentially risking millions of dollars in funds. City commissioners voting to file an administrative appeal against an order to cover four street art installations in the city, including a rainbow-colored crosswalk. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis explaining his order, saying, "I think the street art got out of hand. I think it's much better that we use crosswalks and streets for their intended purpose." This is SRN News. In the world of pro sports, you just don't trade a superstar, but Jerry Jones does.
Micah Parsons is headed to the Green Bay Packers in a blockbuster NFL trade, leaving the Dallas Cowboys following a lengthy contract dispute. The Packers gave up first-round picks in 2026 and 2027, along with three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Kenny Clark, to get Parsons. The Packers agreed on a record-setting $188 million four-year contract that includes $136 million guaranteed. Jason Walker reporting.
The Treasury Department wants the country's financial institutions to monitor for suspected Chinese money laundering networks handling funds used to fuel the nationwide flood of fentanyl. Those networks said to be working closely with Mexican drug cartels. More details at SRNnews.com.